Hachette Audio presents The Astonishing Mistakes of Dahlia Moss. Written by Max Wirestone. Read by Lauren Fortgang. For Clay, expectedly. And Yoko Shimomura, somewhat less so. Chapter 1. The internet was making fun of me. I couldn't blame the internet, honestly. Things were going very badly. I had been on some disastrous arena runs, 1-3 records, and the commentariat was letting me have it. That's what happens when you're losing while streaming to an audience on Twitch. Then again, it's also what happens when you're winning. The internet, as a rule, just likes making fun of things. This did not bother me so much. I mean, it bothered me in a global sense, as in, internet, I see this is why we can't have nice things. But it didn't unnerve me. What unnerved me was the tip jar, which suddenly had $500 in it. Grief I expect, money I do not. Let's be clear, I am not a major streamer. I'd only even started it a month ago, when money from my last case meant I could afford a computer nice enough to stream without lagging. And while I'm sure there are big-shot streamers who wouldn't be all that surprised by a $500 donation, I'm no big shot, as my 1-3 records would attest. "Wow," I said. "That's super nice of you, Dr. XXX. Thanks for the cash." The donor's name was Dr. Triple X, incidentally. I'm not redacting to protect anybody. Nobody in this adventure gets protected. "Cool," typed Dr. Triple X. "What the fuck?" said the rest of the Twitch chat. "What the actual fuck?" I'm summarizing because there were probably 50 guys in the channel typing away like spider monkeys, but this was the gist of it. Everyone could see the tip jar. There was actually a little animation of an oinking piggy bank that played. And the question of the moment was, who the hell would tip 500 to me? A noob with a 1-3 record. Honestly, I was a little with Twitch chat on this one. Let's consider. 1, some people on the internet are creepers. 2, people who give you large sums of money for no apparent reason probably have a reason. Creepers be real, y'all. I don't want to hit this point too hard, but the two questions I'm most asked on Twitch are, do you have a boyfriend, and where do you live? As it happens, the answers are, kind of, and St. Louis. Although when I answer this for Twitch, I round the kind of up to a yes, definitely he's very strong, and Missouri.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?